Habitats were such an essential component of Edenism. It was disconcerting to have one treat him in this cavalier fashion. Thank you. I didn't think Voidhawks and Blackhawks could operate in a gravity field, Monica said. They can't, he told her. This isn't gravity, it's centrifugal force. It's no different to the docking ledges they use outside. Ah, of course. Have you ever heard of one coming inside a habitat before? Never. A swallow like that requires phenomenal accuracy. From a strictly chauvinistic point of view, I hate to say this, but I think it would be beyond most void hawks, even most black hawks, come to that. M'Zu made an astute choice. This was a very well thought-out escape. 26 years in the making, Pauline said. She climbed slowly to her feet, shaking her cotton top, which had been soaked by the falling water. A fat blue fish, half a meter long, was thrashing frantically on the sand by her shoes. I mean, that woman had us fooled for 26 goddamn years, acting out the role of a fleckhead physics professor with all the expected neuroses and eccentricities slotting perfectly into place. And we believed it. We patiently watched her for 26 years, and she behaved exactly as predicted. If my home planet had been blown to shit, I'd behave like that. She never faltered, not once. But it was a 26-year charade. 26 goddamn years! What kind of person can do that? Monica and Samuel exchanged an anxious look. Someone pretty obsessive, he said. Obsessive? Pauline's face darkened. She leant over to pick the big fish up, but it squirmed out of her hands. Keep bloody still, she shouted at it. Well, God help Omita, now she's loose in the universe again. She finally succeeded in grabbing hold of the fish. You do realize that thanks to our sanctions, they haven't got a defensive system which can even fart loudly. She won't get far, Monica said, not with this Latin scare closing down all the starship flights. You hope? Pauline staggered off towards the waterline with her wriggling burden. Monica clambered to her feet and brushed the sand off her clothes, shaking it out of her hair. She looked down at the lanky Edenist. Dear me, CNIS entrance standards have really gone downhill lately. He grinned weakly. Yeah, but you know she's right about M'Zu. The good doctor had us all fooled. Clever lady. And now there's going to be hell to pay. She put her hand under his shoulder and helped him up. I suppose so. One thing's for certain, there's going to be a mad scramble to catch her. Every government is going to want her tucked away on their own planet in order to safeguard democracy. And, my new friend, there are some Democrats in this confederation I don't ever want to find her. Us, for instance? Monica hesitated, then gave her head a rueful shake. No, but don't tell my boss I said that. Samuel watched the two agents on horseback galloping across the beach towards them. Right now he couldn't even remember which services they belonged to. Not that it mattered. In a few hours they'd all be going their separate ways again. Damn, tranquility really was the only place for her, wasn't it? Yes. Come on, let's see if these two have got anything for your wrist. I think that's Onku Noi on the second horse. The Imperial Oshanko mob are always loaded down with gadgets. According to his neural mnemonics timer function, it was high noon. But Chaz Pass wasn't sure how to tell any more. There hadn't been any fluctuations in the Red Cloud's lambent emission since he started walking. Hobbling, rather. The black and red jungle remained mordantly uninviting. Every labored step was accompanied by the incessant hollow rolls and booms of thunder from high above. He had managed to splint his leg after a fashion. 5 laths of cherry oak wood that stretched from his ankle to his pelvis lashed into place by ropey vines. The thigh wound was still a real problem. He had bound it with leaves, but every time he looked it seemed to be leaking capacious amounts of ichor down his shin. And it was impossible to keep the insects out. Unlike what appeared to be every other living creature, they hadn't abandoned the jungle, and devoid of other targets, they massed around him. Mosquito analogues, maggot analogues, things with legs and wings and pincers that had no analogue, all of them suckling at his tender flesh.